I'm Katie Gilkey with the Farm and Ranch Report. Here's USDA grain and livestock reporter Greg Sanders with the Columbia Basin Hay Report from last week.
We had 22,000 tons of hay trade compared to last week. New crop export and domestic alfalfa was steady. Export Timothy was $10 to $20 higher per ton. Trade active with very good demand, especially for Timothy. Mideast concerns are driving the Timothy market while the Asian markets sit it out. Supreme quality alfalfa mid-square bales sold at $160 per ton. Alfalfa small square bales premium quality that was tarp sold for $195 a ton.
In Idaho compared to the previous week, domestic alfalfa was firm. Trade was moderate with moderate demand for higher testing and export Timothy. Mid-squares of premium Timothy for export sold for $285 per ton. Mid-squares of tarped alfalfa rated premium to Supreme sold for $150 per ton. In Oregon, prices trended generally steady in an extremely limited test compared to the previous week's prices. In central Oregon counties, small squares of orchard grass rated good to premium for the retail stable market, old crop, sold for $200 per ton. In Lake County, large squares of Supreme rated alfalfa sold between $170 and $180 per ton. In Klamath Basin, large squares of fair new crop alfalfa with rain damage sold for $110 per ton. In Harney County, large squares of old crop alfalfa rated Supreme sold between $170 and $180 per ton. Eastern Oregon had no new sales confirmed. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report.
I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.